Hello, Audioboo. It's Pawari here. It is Wednesday, the 21st of March. It's just coming up to about 4:30 in the afternoon, and this is my Audioboo. I'm very much suffering from Pawari syndrome. Not so much an Audioboo. Downcast has been working really well for me, and I have just caught up with all the boos. Nobody posts anything. I'm caught up. But I'm really, really behind on all the Draw Something games. So if you're one of those people waiting for a game from me, I'm really sorry. I have not stopped from the beginning of Monday to now. I've just literally sat down for a cup of tea and slumped a bit, really. But I have to get up in half an hour and take littlest to piano lesson. So I can't slump for too long. So yes, it's been really, really, really busy here. I've had next to no leisure time. I have had leisure time in terms of activities. I went to Crowf last night, which was exhausting, but I'm really glad I went. It just doesn't feel like I have sat down for very long at all. I have still got loads of housework to do today. But then tonight I am earmarking 1 hour in which I'm going to slump on the sofa with a beer and do sod all, apart from play on the Xbox. And I'm so looking forward to it. And I have a couple of days off after that, so that should be good. But I have plans for those 2 days. I'm hoping to get some writing done and some sewing done. And I might even make time to make a cake. So I'm really looking forward to the downtime. But anyway, I just want to apologise to anyone who had wondered where I disappeared to for the last few days. Really enjoying listening to all your boos. Nick Holloway Vox, you really made me laugh with the description of the lamp and the dinosaur giraffe camel lamp, as it shall henceforth be known. What else? I'm not sure there was something else that I was going to comment on from all the boos I've been listening to. So a quick scan down. No, I can't remember. And I was going to say something else. Oh well, apologies. My brain is clearly fried. Oh, I really did enjoy hearing Ruth's Mother's Day summary. That sounded like a really lovely day. I too had a lovely Mother's Day, as Acrobat has already said on his boo. We had Rob's family over for the day because we'd had my mother over the weekend before because it was her birthday. So we kind of had a family get together. But yes, it probably added to the feeling of busyness over the last few days. But it was really nice to see everybody and have a big house full of kids and have nice food and a chat and stuff. So that was good. So yes, I'm going to go and sort something else out. What I've got to do next? I better go feed the guinea pigs before we go out. I think that's what I'll do next. I might get a slurp of tea in the meantime. Take care all. Bye.